The director of the North Dakota Department of Career and Technical Education says there's still a strong demand for CTE, and it's growing. Wade Sick says employers across the state have for a long time understood the importance of career and technical education and continue to support it.
They continue to state that our high schools and our colleges need to ensure that we're helping our students plan for careers, do career exploration, get into career pathways through various career tech ed programs. So the demand is here. You see the numbers of 14,000-15,000 unfilled jobs across the state, and a lot of them require an associate's degree or less, and that's really big focus for career and technical education lies there.
Sick says there are 10 CTE centers in North Dakota, 5 are brick and mortar, and the rest are virtual centers where career and technical education is offered online or through interactive television.
But there's still an opportunity for those students that are taking those courses virtually to travel into a center somewhere and get that hands-on. That happens a couple times a semester at least.
Sick says eventually he'd like to see more CTE brick and mortar centers across the state. One especially in western North Dakota.
Now, there's CTE access across the state. The high schools are all offering it, and they're doing a fantastic job. But what a center can do is they can provide more niche programs. They can get into the more upper-level programs because they can scale it. Unfortunately, with rural schools, they may not be able to scale it because they don't have the student body. But if we have more centers where more students from different schools are going there, then we can scale it, and we can provide some of those niche courses, niche programs that we may not be able to right now.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.